You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hello, I'm Chip. This is 2MTL 241, and you are most welcome. I just finished reading the book Ready Player One by first-time novelist and Fanboys screenwriter Ernie Cline. It's a pretty good book. It's one part a light version of Neal Stephenson's Snow Crash, and one part a whirlwind of 1980s pop culture references from video games to television to music. American pop culture references, mind you. There's a single reference to the TARDIS on page 83. Even Ultraman gets more notice than Doctor Who. So it's a little humbling for a Doctor Who fan to be reminded that, at least for folks with accents like mine, that show was just a blip on the radar in the 80s. But reading Ready Player One gave me a bit of insight into Doctor Who's appeal for those of us who did notice. Ready Player One's the story of a massive virtual universe called the Oasis. Think of Second Life, only futuristic, immersive, and it actually works. People escape from the ravaged real world into the Oasis, where they can hang out in any environment. Historical recreations, science fiction, fantasy. Under certain circumstances, you can mix the genres. With a magic spell, you can make your starship bigger on the inside. When I was a teenager, my friends and I would mash up genres in our tabletop role-playing games, and we gravitated toward mainstream comic books where publishers DC and Marvel would try to put super science and sorcery, westerns and espionage thrillers, all into the same coherent universe. It didn't always make sense, but to trade my daily hardships for something limitless, I could forsake consistency. I think I've mentioned before that scholar Matt Hills calls the TARDIS not a time machine, but a genre machine. Except for outright fantasy, we've seen virtually every other genre of storytelling to be a part of Doctor Who at one point or another, linked only by a madman in his blue box. Like the Oasis, there's a nearly limitless world the TARDIS gives us access to. And that's meat and drink for those of us who feel earthbound from time to time. There's a lot more to Doctor Who than shallow escapism, but don't knock the escapism. Beyond the Doctor's heroism, there's 48 years worth of stories encompassing all of time and space. It's a vast catalog for the earthbound. And that's 2MTL 241. More episodes of 2MTL are on the website at twominutetimelord.com. or on iTunes, where you can subscribe and leave a review if you'd be so kind. Follow me on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord, or on Facebook at facebook.com/numeral2minutetimelord. See you soon.